Baby, can you come in here, please? Go ahead and shut the door. So, let me ask you, did you have a good birthday? Sure looked like you did. Now, you know I was very hesitant about getting you that convertible. I mean, your first car and all, but you know I can't deny my baby girl anything, right? Well, I'm glad you enjoy it. But I wanted you in here because we need to talk about something. Please, have a seat. Now, do you remember that night about 6 months ago when it was that really bad thunderstorm and you couldn't sleep? So I crawled in bed with you and we ended up talking for hours, didn't we? And I just sat there and you laid on me and I stroked your hair. And then I asked you, what was your biggest wish for your 16th birthday present? And you said you wanted a car, that car. So, I didn't want to get it for you, but of course I did. But then we talked for a lot longer and you got sleepy and I just laid there stroking your hair, listening to you breathe, and then you said something right before you fell asleep. Do you remember what it was? You said, my biggest wish of all is to have my daddy's cock inside me. Now, baby, I didn't know what to say at the time, and you fell right to sleep. But I thought about it a lot since then, and we really do need to have this talk. I want you to understand that thoughts like that are wrong. Now, a girl can't have thoughts like that about her daddy. It's just not right. And this is very serious. We have to get those ideas out of your head. So, I forbid you to think like that. You're not allowed to want your daddy's cock. Do you understand me? No. I don't want to hear any protestations. You have to listen to me on this. It is wrong for a little girl to want her daddy inside her. Do you understand me? This is very serious, young lady. We have to change your way of thinking. So, I forbid you to think that way. Do you understand? You know, I love it when you say yes, Daddy. So we'll have no more of this, okay? And I want you to enjoy the rest of your birthday. Good. Now stand up and give me a hug. I love you too, baby. Now I want you to do me a favor. I want you to put your hands out in front of you and put your wrists together. Just do it. Okay, good. Just a second. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm taping your wrists together so that you don't move. Now, as you know, I said that you feeling that way is wrong. And you're not to think that way. But you also know that your daddy can't deny his little girl anything. So, while you're not allowed to want this, you've already made the wish. So now I have to make it come true. Do you understand? I am going to take you. I'm going to rape my little girl. No, no, do not say that. You are not allowed to say those words. It is not okay. You do not want this. Do you understand? Good. Little girls aren't supposed to think that way. Not about their daddies. So all I want to hear out of your mouth is no. I want to hear you protest. Because you don't want this, do you understand? Do you understand, young lady? Very good. Let's start by getting this shirt out of the way. Don't smile. Do not do that. Just ripping this off so I can get at your breasts. You're not to think about me grabbing them the way I am now. Or undoing your bra. Cupping them. Even though they're big and round and beautiful, you can't want my hands on them, do you understand? And you do not want me pinching your nipples like I'm doing right now. No, don't look at me like that. Why aren't you trying to fight me? Do it, girl. That's better. I really don't want to do this. You're my baby girl, and I can't say no to you in anything. It's not okay. It's not okay for little girls to want this. But for daddies, it's still not okay. But it is understandable for daddies sometimes. When they have daughters like you that have grown up so beautiful. It's hard for a man to stop himself sometimes. So that's what's happening right now. You don't want this. No. No. Shh! Do not say those words. If you say yes, please, Daddy, again, I will gag you. Do you understand? No, that doesn't feel good. That's enough out of you, young lady. I gotta find a gag for you. How about these panties underneath your skirt? Let's get these off of you. There we go. Open your mouth. Open. Open. There. Now, I do not want to hear those words out of you again. This is not okay. You do not love this. So stop. See? That looks a little bit better. You look like you're frightened. Between your legs is all wet. You look like you peed yourself. Did I scare you that bad? You should be that scared. Why are you shaking your head? It's not pee. Of course it is. It couldn't be anything else. You couldn't possibly be wet thinking about your daddy's cock. And how it's gonna stretch out your little pussy. No, do not think that. Here, I'll check for myself. Lean back. First, I need to make you understand that this isn't right. This is wrong. I mean, sure, you're a young woman, and you have feelings and new desires, but not for your daddy, do you understand? You can't think about this anymore when you're laying in bed at night, and your hand creeps between your legs in your panties, and you start playing with that little pussy of yours. You are not allowed to think about your daddy's cock or your daddy's tongue on your pussy. Do you understand me, young lady? Nod your head. Are those tears? That's better. You should be crying. You should be scared right now. Because I'm getting ready to take out my cock, and I'm going to put it in your pussy. And I'm going to show you exactly what you're not allowed to want. Do you understand? Yes? Okay. I'm going to take out the gag now. Okay. And I'm going to take out my cock. Of course it's hard. I need to teach you a lesson with it. I want you to repeat after me. This is not what I want. I want you to stop, Daddy. Please don't put your cock inside me. Say it. Baby girl, I want to believe you. I want to believe that you don't want my cock. But I have to give it to you. You made a wish. So are you ready? Oh, fuck. Spread your legs. Oh, I'm going to spread them for you. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my baby girl's pussy is so tight. So tight. No, you fight me now. You close your legs. You don't want me there, do you? No. No. Shh. Don't say it. No. Do not say that. You don't want this. You don't love me for this. I don't make you happy. Do you understand? You're just gonna lay there, and you're gonna take my fucking cock. And I'm gonna rape my baby girl. Just to show her that this isn't what she wants. No. No. Baby. Oh. Oh, God. Your daddy's cock is so hard with his desire to teach you this lesson, do you understand? He just wants the best for you. He wants you to grow up right. Oh, God. Not yes. No. No. Tell me no. Tell me no, baby girl. I want to hear you say no. Tell me to stop. I can't stop. I can't stop now. And I can't stop rubbing your clit too. Oh, God. Oh, do you feel me thrusting in you? Every stroke is how you're not supposed to feel. I want this as a reminder that this is wrong. Do you understand me? Do you? Do you? I want to hear you say yes, Daddy. I understand. I understand what you say. Tell me. Tell me. I want to hear you tell me you don't want this. Oh, God. Oh, God. Your daddy's going to come. But he's got to know that you don't want this. No, say it. Say it. I don't want this. Say, please don't rape me, Daddy. But say, please. Please don't rape me. Oh, I can't stop it. I have to do this. I have to. Oh, oh, God. Oh, don't squeal like that. Don't fucking squeal. No, no. I'm gonna cover your mouth. I'm gonna put those panties in your mouth again. Stop it. Oh, stop making those noises. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, fucking your daddy's gonna come inside you. He's gonna come inside the little girl. Fuck. No, tell me no. Tell me to stop. Fucking stop right now, or I won't come in you. Tell me to stop. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, push me away. Push me away. Oh. Oh, God. you understand that I had to teach you this lesson. I'm sorry that it had to be today on your birthday, but this couldn't wait any longer. You have to know that what Daddy did was because he has to. Because he can't deny his baby any wishes, do you understand? So you're forbidden to make any wishes like this ever again. Do you understand? Good. Okay, baby. Let's get the stamp off. Come on. We'll go get you all cleaned up. We'll get you all dressed again and I'll take you out to dinner. You can drive. How would you like that? Good. Okay. What's that, dear? What about next year's birthday? You naughty little girl.